just want to offer just a thought tonight as we gather the dynamics of that meal of Jesus sitting at the table and John next to him asking him questions. And it seems Judas was sitting right next to him because he was able to pass that piece of bread to Judas, who was nearby. It's the story of Judas leaving the disciples to betray Jesus. It's a story that we sometimes feel we're familiar with, but puzzling sometimes as to why that happened. This Judas, who was so close to Jesus during those years of ministry, like all of the 12, at some point betrays Jesus and walks away. And the pain of that, the rejection of that, that Jesus must have felt. And tonight is Wednesday of Holy Week. If you were here on Sunday and heard my homily, today is chapter 4 of the book of Holy Week. And we begin to see Judas walking away, who betrays Jesus. And that's kind of the focus of tonight in that gospel reading. But we know that this isn't the only person that betrays Jesus. Peter, who's sitting at that table and wants to know who Jesus was talking about, and then finds out it was Judas. Peter, too, will betray Jesus. We'll hear that in a day or so. You are the one who is with him, not me, not me. Before the cock crows, you'll deny me a few times. He did it a few times. He denies him. And then we'll notice that the stepping away from Jesus continues. I remember when I was a little boy and I went to one of those movies that was about Jesus. A lot of those movies are made. And there'd be there'd always be a scene in the movie where Jesus is carrying his cross. And I always used to wonder as a little boy, where were the disciples? How come they weren't there? I remember as a little kid asking that question. That's why I'm a priest today, I don't know, but it was in my head back then. Where are the disciples? They weren't around. You could say that all the disciples eventually distanced themselves from Jesus. He walked that journey alone. And then when he was crucified in Calvary, nobody was really around there either, except for one or two people. And he dies alone on the cross. And the story is that, Mary was there, and eventually he's buried, Joseph of Arimathea. But that this constant experience of those who were close to Jesus distancing themselves from Jesus. Tonight it's Judas. We'll see Peter. We'll see all the disciples. Until, not to jump ahead to the joy of Easter morning, where it's the women who go to the tomb. And not the disciples, but the women who go to the tomb, and they tell the disciples. And the joy of Easter is known. And, there's a lot of room for healing. The story is when Jesus appeared to the disciples after the resurrection, the story is what's the first thing he said? The line is he said, where were you guys? Where were you? Where were you? But that's not what Jesus does. That's not what Jesus says. That's what we would probably say. If we had experienced that kind of distancing, betrayal, deserting of those close to us who love us, where were you? Why'd you do that? But Jesus reaches out and says, peace. Peace and forgiveness and healing is at hand. He models that. So tonight, as we enter into this Wednesday of Holy Week, chapter 4, we ponder that idea of this distancing from Jesus and distancing from each other. And we do that in our lives. We distance ourselves sometimes from those we love, those we care for, and yet we're called to bring about a sense of healing, a sense of wholeness, a sense of what is it that can bring us to this new life that brings us together. So tonight, let's ponder that as we are in the middle of this story, that we know, we kind of know where it ends, but don't miss what this chapter is saying to us and what it can invite us to and challenge us to in our distancing sometimes ourselves from those we care for and those we love, and the call that Jesus has to bring about healing and wholeness and new hope and new possibility in order to reach that new life that we'll celebrate on Easter.